Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That dude was high on something.
He was high on college football.
College football with Big T. They're throwing a Sean Thompson ball with Big T. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with J.B. Got the chawin', wearing them shorts, track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce.
Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family. B-Dub.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink.
College football with Binkley. They're throwing a child on the ball
with Binkley.
Knows college football better than his own family. College football with Jay Binkley.
There we go.
That's right. Jay Binkley joins the show now live here on Fesco and Dusty.
Live
on
from
96.5 The Fan. Mr. Binkley, how are you, my man?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing today? Very excited last night. Califerne Trail Middle School, man. Four overtimes. That's the biggest game in the city having last night.
No doubt, man. Did you see highlights on the local news?
Yeah, and Tommy, man. That guy was all over the place.
Dude, Tommy, I'm going to tell you what. Middle linebacker and running back, you know that guy's going to be a stud moving forward, right, Jay?
Oh man, I can't believe it. But you're watching middle school football. I have Dusty texting me Friday night talking about flex bones, and it's like, what's going on? My whole world's exploding.
We had a date.
Oh, so he's talking about the wishbone.
No, yeah, I was watching Rockhurst and Aquinas, and we couldn't figure out what it was called. And then you nailed it. It's the flex bone.
The flex bone. Is that connected to the wishbone, Jay?
In a way, it's the triple option formation, but the flex bone is it, and they run the triple option out of it. But anyway, I was very excited when Dusty texted me about that.
I bet you were. So I don't know what got you more excited, Dusty texting you about the flex bone or me watching eighth grade middle school football. You know?
I mean, both of them did, just right down to the plums. It really does get you down there, Jay, doesn't it?
Yeah, so old Tommy wearing number 44, too, perfect number for that middle linebacker running back, just the grit in the kid to go out there and demolish the competition, which is what we got going on in college football right now. Let's talk about where the big game is this weekend. I know Mac is excited. Bama, Tennessee is the big one this weekend in the Southeastern Conference. Jay, your thoughts on that showdown?
You know, it's going to be interesting. Tennessee's at one of these teams that I thought really was going to make a run towards at the beginning of the year, but they've kind of, you know, been down the last couple of weeks. Alabama is really searching for itself right now after losing to Vanderbilt 2 weeks ago and just haven't looked good since then. Tennessee did beat Alabama and stopped that streak for Alabama beating Tennessee 2 years ago, so I'm looking for Tennessee actually to beat Alabama this weekend.
Binkley, the big game is Texas and Georgia. Georgia at Texas, that ranks in at number 5 versus number 1. Is this a game where, like, maybe Ewers kind of tries to show that he can be back in the Heisman discussion? Because it looked a little rocky last week, but then obviously he found his ways.
Yeah, it did. And he did look a little rough, and you're sitting going, okay. And all I'm thinking is, man, this class of quarterbacks this year, not good. All these teams that are the quarterback, this class is not very good. But Quinn Ewers didn't look very good. I figured they'd start chanting Arch Manning's name at some point, but he ended up getting better and figuring it out. But I like Texas to stay undefeated in this game. I love those wide receivers. They have a freshman wide receiver. We're talking about Jeremiah Smith and how well he's doing as a true freshman at Ohio State. But Ryan Wingo for Texas, that's going to be the name to know in the future. And their tight end, Gunnar Helm, is a stud, so they replaced Javian Sanders, Xavier Worthy, and A.D. Mitchell with the Isaiah Bonds, who got back banged up a little bit last week, and Texas is a machine.
Yeah, I mean, are they the front runner right now to be the national champs, and everybody else is just hoping and praying at this point in time?
I think so. I think so. They stayed consistent. The defense looking great. You know, the first-round quarterback type guy. I love both their quarterbacks, and then Arch Manning. I mean, they're set if their quarterback goes down. Love the passing game, but they just mantled Oklahoma.
All right, so look at the big picture locally now, Jay. We've got K-State beating Colorado over the past weekend. What does that do for K-State?
You know, I think it's interesting. BYU and Iowa State still undefeated in this conference. K-State just lurking right there. Texas Tech one loss as well. But Colorado, I knew this would be a game. I mean, it was a great game. Jimmy Horn and Travis Hunter, the best player in college football, leave in the first half. Yeah, Colorado's right there. Colorado had not led anybody have 100 yards rushing, one player all year, but DJ Giddens, incredible, 182 yards on the ground. And Avery Johnson, even though towards the end had a chance and then tipped the ball in the interception, but then he led Kansas State down quickly and they scored that game-winning drive. I think that was huge for Avery Johnson. I thought that was huge for the confidence of Kansas State. Going out west hasn't been kind to Kansas State. They were thumped by BYU earlier this year. They go off that late-night game at Colorado and find a way to win. I think this is a very good win for Kansas State because Colorado is much better than people think they are.
Mizzou gets Auburn and KU goes back home and plays wherever they're playing, Arrowhead or whatever. They get Houston for the wrap up the local schools. Both teams win locally.
You know, I don't know, man. Willie Fritz down at Houston. Mm-hmm. They did beat TCU last week, but then the previous 2 weeks they did not score a point. So that's the only thing I can say about that game is Willie Fritz. Kansas really struggled. Missouri plays at UMass last week and destroys them. That was a weird game because UMass, there's no environment, but they just beat a team that's now 1-6 in UMass, but now it's six straight against the SEC for Missouri to finish the season. So they play an Auburn team this weekend, but it's go time for Missouri because there's a lot of questions around that program right now, and people aren't really buying into them, even though they beat UMass soundly last week. And still, Vanderbilt remains the best win on Missouri's schedule,
well,
which is a good win.
Pinkley, we'll keep our eyes glued to the trade acquisitions if anything involves the Chiefs, and you go ahead and put that chaw on the back of your jaw and know college football like anybody knows their family. So we appreciate the time, Mr. Pinkley.
Right on, fellas. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jay. If you want to go to that KU-Houston game right now, you can get tickets for low as $4.
I'm good.
$4.
What are the price for the tickets for KU Colorado?
Oh, I don't know. That's not on this week's schedule. Mm. I'm just looking at they always put how much the tickets are, right? Like $4 to get into the Kansas game this week, and $5 will get you into Texas State at Old Dominion. So Kansas on that same level.
Jeez. Okay. I'm okay.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.